6 minutes past eight, Roland Kelly's here again with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. Singer Christy Moore is pictured on the front page of the Irish News. He's sitting with Gerry Adams outside the court where Gerry Adams is taking a libel case against the BBC. He's suing the broadcaster over an allegation in a documentary that he'd sanctioned the killing of a former Sinn Féin official. Christy Moore also sat beside Gerry Adams in court for a couple of hours yesterday morning. The Mail shows a similar photo from outside the court of the two men, as well as a picture of one of the witnesses for the BBC, a woman whose sister was shot dead by the IRA. Back to the Irish News front page and another court case related photo, this time of Macara from the band Kneecap, who, as you've just heard, has been charged with supporting Hezbollah. The Mirror front page headline in that story, Kneecap star on terror rap. On the front page of The Echo, a woman has called on the Minister for Justice to criminalise the filming of fatal incidents. She's the mother of a man who drowned in the River Lee in Cork City last month. While he was drowning, people were videoing and live streaming the incident. The fire service said that when they arrived, no one had yet thrown a life belt to the drowning man. The paper quotes the Minister for Justice saying there are no plans to criminalise the filming of fatal incidents. Several papers carry reports of a Garda who's suing the state after he shot himself in the leg with his Garda-issued firearm. The Independent says that the submachine gun discharged one round into his ankle when it snagged on his bulletproof vest while he was inside a patrol vehicle. The Garda is claiming that there was a failure to provide him with a safe place to work while wearing what he alleges was inappropriate personal protective equipment. The Mail answers a question that's often asked. How much money do you need to be happy? The paper interviews a man who advises people who've just won huge amounts of money in lotteries. He says winning can cause terrible problems with relationships and lifestyle. He says the sweet spot of money to win is 1 million euro. It allows you to settle things and anything else becomes a worry in itself. And by that reckoning, Michael O'Leary of Ryanair could be Ireland's most anxious man because he's about to get a bonus of 125 million euro. And that little top up will make him a billionaire. The Mail also has one of the most charming picture stories in the papers today, the Dublin bus beekeepers. The accompanying article tells us that a driver and a mechanic have set up hives in two depots that are now homes to 250,000 native Irish black bees. The men also gather about 1,000 jars of honey every year. Some of the papers today have the look of furniture catalogues, given the amount of reclining armchairs they have pictured. The papers are using them to illustrate reporter Ken Fox's revelation about a TD special request for his office. The TD is independent TD Kenneth O'Flynn. The Sun tells us that in the past he's blasted wasteful government spending. Now he's looking for a recliner worth about €1,000. In the Star's version of the same story, Ken Fox has discovered that another new TD, Fiontana Sulawan, is also looking for a recliner, as well as a very specific paint job for his office. He's asked for turquoise with a little yellow strip between the doors.
Ronan, thank you. 9 minutes past eight.